Just a sort of a side issue, and I don't know if it really would be relevant to this patient, but just in terms of AML in general, any comments on the newly approved CPX agent or
Yeah.
preparation?
Actually, your point is a really good one because in a way she might have been
Well, that's
eligible
what I
for
was
that
thinking with
trial.
the hydroxyurea. I mean, I guess you believe it's just the evolution, but I'm curious what you think about is the
I think it's
CPX.
really interesting.
Can you explain what it is and what we know about it?
Sure, it's a drug. It's actually just a reformulation of cytarabine and daunorubicin. It was developed quite a long time ago now in the early 2000s.
But it's liposomal.
It's liposomal and it's in a specific molar ratio, 5-to-1 molar ratio of cytarabine to daunorubicin, which through a lot of preclinical testing was the optimal delivery concentration. And the interesting part about this drug is that it has slow release, so more prolonged exposure, and also very local microenvironmental potentially effects because of the geography of where the drug disseminates. So it's quite interesting.
Is the main issue that it seems like to be more effective or less toxic or both?
Many of the same toxicities occur. Interestingly, one of the toxicities that doesn't occur is hair loss, which is not one of the most important, but patients do not lose their hair with this drug, which is kind of
That
interesting.
is interesting.
But the cytopenias still occur, but I think it's more the efficacy.
Right.
And it just got approved. And particularly for this high-risk older adult therapy-related leukemia population.
Well, yeah, I thought that was really wild and interesting that that's the approval. And I mean, do you think there's some reason to think it wouldn't work in non-secondary AML?
That's a really good question. It's a question that all of us are asking, including the pediatric community. And so I would say no, there's no reason to think it wouldn't, but it hasn't yet been really tested in that setting.
Because I've been hearing about all this and I've been thinking to myself, I guess if you believe in it, and then you got to get it paid for, like maybe you ought to look for a reason. Like I just heard about a case of a patient who got breast radiation
Yeah.
after a lumpectomy 10 years previously. And that was used as the rationale to give this agent. Although I don't know, would you see AML from breast radiation?
That's a controversial question, whether radiation alone induces
Right,
therapy-related
no
leukemia.
chemo. The lady
No
never got
chemo.
chemo.
There isn't a lot of evidence supporting that, actually, just radiation alone.
But I mean, like to me, it was a way to get the drug in a way.
Right. I think you can call it therapy-related leukemia, and by definition, it's therapy-related leukemia. But in fact, the evidence for radiation alone is not very strong.
Even deeper radiation than breast radiation, say mediastinal.
Yeah, well, certainly nuclear radiation exposure for sure.
Right.
Yes.
Sure.